we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to discuss the topic, rock music and the family. In the preface to the last collection of hymns by Martin Luther, he wrote, "What I wish is to make hymns for the people, that the Word of God may dwell in their hearts by means of song also." Since the time of Luther, music has played an important role in the worship of God. Many have had their hearts blessed by some sacred song performed in a Christ-honoring manner. Congregational singing, special music presentations, choirs, and invitational songs have become an integral part of our worship services. In the last few years, there's been a significant change in the music of our church. In the effort of appealing to the younger generation, some have introduced Jesus rock, rock-style performances of music with Christian lyrics. In Orlando, Florida, a three-day Jesus Rock Festival attracted thousands of people from across the United States. Wayne Lukens, associated with the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, says, "I think that the church should be the innovator of new ideas, the catalyst of cultural change, the cutting edge of social justice. And I think that the church should be among the first to experiment with the new forms of music." Harold Myra and Dean Merrill, in their book Rock, Bach, and Superschlock, argued that rock music is neutral, neither moral nor immoral, and that only by accepting rock music in the church will we be able to reach our younger generation with the gospel. Go into almost any Christian bookstore across the land, and you'll hear breathy, nightclub-style vocalists and Jesus rock music. Is this right? Should churches accept this newer style of music? And should Christian parents allow their children to substitute this form of rock music for another form? The basic problem is that something that looks like a duck, waddles like a duck, and quacks like a duck can only be a duck. And music that sounds like the world and is performed by people who look and act like the world is bound to be worldly music. Just calling it Christian doesn't make it Christian. Richard Kibito, in discussing the New Evangelicals, says of modern Christian musicians, they have never fully discarded in their concerts the earthly and erotic themes and rhythms of secular rock. He goes on to add the comment, "Rock is inherently a form of music that made its way by outrage against taboo, and there are no taboos left." David Noble, in his book Christian Rock, A Stratagem of Mephistopheles, says that Christian rock makes a shambles of means and ends. Christianity has never believed the end justifies the means. There is a right way to present the claims of Christ and a wrong way. Yet Christians are now arguing that the end, bringing out large crowds, justifies the means, rock music. Dr. O. Talmage Spence, a Pentecostalist, writes that more and more it is becoming obvious that rock gospel is halfway to hard rock, and unless there's a turning away from the contemporary musical beat and a turning back to God, we Pentecostalists are going to have to cope with a demonic power which will dominate our singing. Later he adds, "Contemporary music and the rock vogue is dangerous. Gospel rock is ultra-dangerous, and hard rock is demonic. Biblical separation must be applied to our choirs, to our singers, and to all our music." The cumulative impact of these statements is clear. Rock music is bad in any form. Christian rock music is still rock music, and Christian parents need to lead the way in guiding their children away from accepting it. Even though it's popular in some church circles, even though it may be accepted at your local church, it's bad. I urge you to take your stand in the home. Do what you can to help your child see the need to avoid this contemporary approach that Satan is using to turn young people away from godly standards.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.